Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're continuing our study on the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, what Christmas means to me. And again, I remind you that Christ is the reason for the season. I do not care what else you may do, and how great it may seem to go over, if you ignore the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have missed the real meaning of Christmas. And we spent the last two broadcasts just looking at some things unique about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I could preach for weeks upon that thought, just how unique that our Lord is. I pointed out to you, He was the heavenly Son of an earthly mother, but He was the earthly Son of a heavenly Father. He's the only person who ever lived and was alive before He was born and was still alive after He died. He did have a birth, but He never had a beginning. He did have a death, but He never had an ending. He was the same age as His Father and older than His mother. When He cried, "It is finished," He wasn't done. And He did not say, "I am finished." He is the Son of God, but He became the Son of Man, that we fallen sons of men might become the sons of God. He came to our world to die, that we could go to His world and live. He was rejected of men, that we might be accepted of God. He wore a crown of thorns, that you and I might wear the crown of glory and a crown of righteousness. He was a man that was acquainted with much grief, that our joy may be full. And on I could go talking about the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was both God and man, and Him being God did not take away from the fact that He was totally man. And yet Him being man did not take away from the fact He was totally God. He is the God-man, 100% God, 100% man. He is no less God than God the Father and God the Holy Ghost. And He is no less man than you and I are today. You put Him in a situation where needed to be, He could manifest Himself as God. Yet He walked upon earth as men. Notice says, as God, He could give rest to the weary. But as man, He became weary and sat down by the well that's known as Jacob's well. As God, He could give the water of life to those that thirst, and they never thirst again. But as man, hanging on the cross, He cried, "I thirst." They hated Him without a cause, yet He loved them and us without a cause. He could not save Himself and save others, so He chose to die Himself and save others. What a Savior. As I said, I could spend weeks talking about the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was unique in His virgin birth. He was unique in His virtuous life. He was unique in His vicarious death. He was unique in His victorious resurrection. And He will be unique in His visible return. He's unique in every situation. He did not bow to situations, but situations bowed to Him. As He was upon His journey here, He manifested authority over the deep. He said to the waves, "Peace, be still." and they lay down at his feet. He said to the water, be turned to wine, and it was turned to wine. He manifested his authority over disease. He could say to the leper, be thou clean. He could say to the halt and the withered, be thou made whole, and they were made whole immediately. He exercised authority over distance. He did not have to be everywhere at one time to accomplish what needed to be done. He exercised authority over death. He walked up to the tomb of Lazarus and cried, Lazarus, come forth. He walked up to the bearer of the young lad and spoke to him, and he arose up out of the coffin that he was in. I'm telling you, my friend, there is none like the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nobody in a competition with him. There's none in the same category he's in. He is a unique person, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person, our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to come down to the heart of the message, and I'll be dealing with this for several broadcasts. But I want to do an acrostic of the word Christmas and just let every letter say something about the majesty and the greatness of this person that we celebrate Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice, first of all, we began with the letter C. And there's a lot of things that come to my mind when I think of the letter C. But looking at Christmas time, I'm reminded of his coming down from heaven. Now, here's a thought that just blows our mind, our imagination. The Lord Jesus Christ was alive before he was ever born. He had a pre-earthly ministry with the Father. You remember as he prayed in John chapter number 17. He prayed that the Father would restore him back to the glory that they enjoyed together before the world was. We learn in John chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible said in verse number 14 of that same chapter, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. My friend, the Word there in John chapter number 1 is none other than God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I could say, in the beginning was Christ, and Christ was with God, and Christ was God. All things were made by Christ, and without Christ was not anything made that was made. In the beginning, in Genesis chapter number 1, when God said, let us make man, he includes God the Father, God the Word, and God the Spirit. So the Lord Jesus Christ had his pre-earthly existence. He was alive before he was born. And we could spend much time on that. But as we celebrate Christmas, we do not just celebrate his pre-earthly life, but we celebrate his earthly life. The miracle of Christmas is the fact that eternal God would wrap himself up in a seed form, be born by the Holy Spirit to the womb of a virgin, and then from there live his life, die for sinners, and then go back to heaven to make intercession for them. Again, I want to remind you, when we look at life and birth, most of us think about a person is born to live. But Christ was not born to live. He was alive before he was born. But he was born to die. He had to be born into a human flesh to experience human death. But his condescension, he leaves the wonders of heaven and heads to the womb of a virgin. And from the womb of the virgin, he's pointed himself as a flintstone. He's headed to a virgin tomb. He came from a womb that never knew a man. And he was buried in a tomb where never a man had laid. Where he did not need the grave long. He would only be there 3 days and 3 nights, and he would be gone. So the Lord Jesus Christ very unique in his coming down from heaven. We have a great picture of this in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2 and verse number 5 and the following verses. Hear the word of God said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." So my friend, here you see his condescension. In verse number 6, we see him as he was originally in the form of God, who being in the form of God, the nuclei of the Godhead, who being God himself. Friend, there he sits in the position, in the form of a sovereign. He's no less God than God the Father or God the Spirit. My friend, he is not beneath anything. He bows to nobody. He is sovereign God. But then in verse number 7, he steps down. Here's the virgin birth. Here he is as he condescends. The Bible said, "But he made himself of no reputation, and he took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." What a step down. What a dramatic step for us to even think on. God, eternal God, holy God, sinless God, almighty God, all-powerful God, stepping down from the position of his place there in the Godhead. And he steps down to earth and takes upon himself the form of a human being. Not some mighty muscular man, but a baby who will be wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. The hands of the Creator now becomes the hands of a cooing and cuddling baby. The word, the voice that spoke the world into existence now becomes that that only has the ability to coo and to cry as a baby. You say, "Preacher, that's hard to understand." And I admit it is. But I'm talking about, my friend, his condescension. He came down. He left heaven and came to this earth. Why did he come? Not just so we could have a celebration and call it Christmas, but he come that sinners might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I am grateful to the Lord for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and I do trust that you will pray for them and support them as the Holy Spirit directs you to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, I want to wish all the personnel at each station and you, the listener, a very blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy and spiritually prosperous new year. And I trust that God will bless you. You'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends during the holiday season. Let me encourage you that as you do your Christmas giving, that you remember the Harvest Time broadcast. A letter from you at this time of the year will be such a blessing. And even if you could not send any support, it's always a joy and a blessing to receive Christmas cards. So take a moment and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. God bless you until the next broadcast.